WHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keys. Sitting in bad traffic with a cooler full of water and hot dogs this Memorial Day holiday weekend, you're far from alone, and airports are packed as well. CBS's Chris Van Cleve on the unofficial beginning of summer and travel.
At the FAA's Operations Center outside Washington, it's all hands on deck this weekend as teams monitor the tens of thousands of flights each day and a forecast that includes potentially disruptive weather this weekend.
What keeps you up at night?
The weather. If the weather's good, I'm happy. Managing volume is easy. Managing the weather is not so easy.
But most Americans, an estimated 38.4 million, will drive.
But all that and the ceremonies honoring those who have died in service to the nation are happening as dangerous weather threatens parts of the country. Kelly Cass is at the Weather Channel.
Later today is when we expect all the severe weather to really ramp up, especially targeting the central and southern plains. It's a bit more likely that we'll see large hail, damaging winds, and even a high chance of seeing tornadoes with our Torcon at a 7 today on a scale that goes up to 10.
President Biden is at West Point right now giving the commencement speech for some 1,000 Army cadets. This as he's touting his efforts to support military personnel ahead of the November election.
Today, 1,036 graduates of the class of 2024 will join the long gray line that has never failed us and never, ever will.
Now to the Middle East, where talks between Israel and Hamas are set to restart next week. But CBS's MTS Tayyab reports civilians in Gaza are still in dire straits.
On the Egyptian side of the border, tons of food for Gaza is rotting. As U.S. officials admit, the $320 million U.S. military-constructed floating pier is not operating as planned. According to CENTCOM, so far, just 70 trucks of aid have been delivered since it became operational 1 week ago, far short of the 150 truckloads a day the Biden administration had promised.
Back in the U.S., the first cruise ship since that bridge collapse in Baltimore departed from the city's port this morning. Jonathan Daniels is executive director of the Maryland Port Administration.
We're not fully back in operation as of yet, but this port is back open and available. In Baltimore, the Port of Baltimore is open for business.
A cargo ship lost power back in March and crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge. That caused a closure of one of the biggest ports in the nation. Six construction workers were killed when the bridge collapsed. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Experts say black voters in Wisconsin could hold the keys to the White House in November. Alex Gonzalez has more on a growing and changing key voting bloc.
Rashawn Ray with the Brookings Institution says contrary to a popular misconception, black voters are not a monolith and do turn out to vote, with 2024 being no exception.
Oftentimes they are choosing between the lesser of two evils because we have an overly simplistic two-party system. And then the other part of this, there are some people who would rather stay at home than vote for someone who they don't think aligns with their particular politics and their cultural values.
Ray says the narrative that black people don't vote is simply not true. Eligible black voters stand out for higher turnout rates than their Latino and Asian counterparts, according to Pew Research Center. They also tend to be younger than voters overall, with about 60% of eligible black voters being under the age of 50. Project director with the nonprofit organization Black Girls Vote, Ashley C.J. Daniels, calls black women a powerhouse behind Democratic Party wins and adds that many have gotten politically engaged, especially since 2020. But she adds that researchers like her know there is what she calls an enthusiasm gap in the 2024 election.
Looking at some of, like, you know, the data, you have, you know, numerous reasons why that there is an enthusiasm gap. You have, you know, some black folks that are concerned about the ceasefire, you know, that's going on in Gaza. And there's, you have some black folks that are concerned about reproductive justice. You have others that are concerned about economics. So there's like a variance.
Daniel says it's important politicians understand that the black vote is more complex than was previously considered. Black voters hold a range of ideologies, including conservative views, that account for about 10% of Black voters consistently voting for Republican candidates. I'm Alex Gonzalez. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Today, sunshine, low 70s and a bit breezy out of the west. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low around 51. Showers on Sunday, could be some heavy rain with highs in the mid-60s. It'll be blustery. For Sunday night, showers in 49. For Memorial Day, partly sunny and a high of 67.
Right now, it's 62.
Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Good morning, everyone. It is indeed time for Over the Back Fence on WFHR. We are a locally grown radio. Thanks for joining me on this sunny Saturday morning. I almost said afternoon. We're not quite there yet. It's still morning. And it is a lovely day today. And I guess we're going to have to enjoy today. It sounds like the rest of the weekend not looking so great in terms of rain. Lots of rain. Lots and lots of rain. We'll get into that in just a little bit. Lots to do today. We're going to go over some programming stuff, especially for Memorial Day. Of course, we have the day off here, and we're going to have a little special programming for everybody for our local stuff. We'll also talk about sports coming up. Rafters baseball starting on Monday, everyone. We're going to talk the schedule for that, too. Woo! Can't wait. We're going to talk about some high school sports as well, coming up on WIRI. Other programming things, talk about events in the area this weekend, going into next week as we start summer here. School's almost out. Oh, my goodness. Everything's going to be happening this coming week, everyone. We are really getting into one of my favorite times of year, I have to say. But most importantly, we are here for you. 424-2600 is the number to call if you're looking to buy or sell items to your friends and neighbors in our listening area here. We're going to talk about, like I said, events coming up this weekend, coming up this summer, maybe go out a little bit further. We'll see what happens with that. Anything else you want to talk about, 424-2600 is the number to call. Thanks for tuning in. Like I said, once again, it's 8 after 11, and let's start off with some programming information here. Of course, I hope you were able to tune in this morning at about 7 o'clock. If you were, you caught Tim's excellent Memorial Day polka show. Tim specifically put it together for this Memorial Day. We do appreciate him doing that. We do appreciate whatever Tim does. It's a great show. We love broadcasting it here, and we will do it as long as he wants to do it. If you did miss it this morning, that's okay. Tomorrow, Sunday at 1 o'clock is a rebroadcast of that show. And tune in for that. He's got some really, really cool patriotic songs and that sort of thing. Patriotic polkas. How about that? So check it out. Tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Also tomorrow, our regular programming starts at 5 o'clock and it goes till about 9. That's our big block of Sunday programming that we have here from WFHR, the staff here. At 5 o'clock, we have Director's Cut. And because their show is opening this coming weekend, we are rebroadcasting our interview with the actors from the Wausau Community Theater. Now, it's not just to do the show, get to people excited to go see Cole Porter's Anything Goes, classic show, by the way. Lots of songs that you've heard. I guarantee you've heard these songs before. It's also because the Wausau Community Theater is hurting financially right now, and we wanted to bring some awareness to that. We talk a lot about the importance of community theater, not only in Rapids, but in all towns in this area. And that is no exception. There's so much talent in Wausau. We would really hate to see them not have a venue in order to perform, not be able to bring art and theater to the masses in Wausau. So we do ask that you do consider going to see the show, of course. That's one of the big ways. If there's any other ways you can help out the Wausau Community Theater, I'm sure they would be very grateful for that. So that's going to be Director's Cut for tomorrow. That's 5 to 6. 6 to 8, Seth Faces the Music. We're doing a rebroadcast from a show I did last year around this time, Songs About the World. So go ahead and check that one out. If you missed it the first time, check out Seth Faces the Music, Songs About the World, from 6 to 8 on Sunday. And then from 8 to 9, a brand new, unlabeled Your 90s mixtape. James put together a great show this week. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Oh, I can't wait. Lots of 90s R&B this week. So go ahead and check it out. We got some requests in there as well. If you're a 90s person, man, you are going to be taken back. There's some great songs you probably haven't heard in a while, too. So I do encourage you from 8 to 9 to check out Unlabeled. Now, I also want to let people know that we were talking with Sage, and he wants to promote some of our music shows here. So we can't do that in a regular podcast because of the royalties involved with playing music and all that sort of thing. That gets very complicated. So what we have done is set up some playlists on Spotify. We did an experiment last week with Seth Faces the Music. It turned out great. You can go to Spotify, type in Seth Faces the Music, go to May 19th, and you can go ahead and listen not only to them songs, but also to me for the bits I did in between. It's very cool. It works really great. And big shout out to Sage for putting that together. It's very cool. Well, the same thing is now going to be the case with Unlabeled. You'll be able to check not only out the play, not only the playlist, but you'll also be able to hear James give that great information he does in between the songs. So go to Spotify, look up either Unlabeled, look up Seth Faces the Music. Now you can check out the whole show basically on a playlist on Spotify, which is very, very cool. Please go ahead and check that out. It's under Civic Media. You can also type in Civic Media and listen to a bunch of shows that are podcasted on Spotify as well. Go to our website as well, civicmedia.us, and you can go ahead and check out any of the shows that we have on the Civic Media Network. Everything is podcasted, including our shows as well. So go check that out if you have not done so yet. On Memorial Day, on Monday, like I said, we do have, of course, have some special programming because of the holiday. Not only do we have a couple of really fun shows to fill up the normal time, we do the morning show from 8 to 10, but we also have, of course, Rafters Baseball, the opening day. They're going to be in Fond du Lac taking on the Dock Spiders, so we will have the opening day game here. Tuesday is the home opener at Witterfield, so don't forget about that. We've got some more information about parking as well. As most of you probably know, there's a lot of road construction going on up on Lincoln Street right in front of the parking lot for Witterfield, so we'll give you a little more information about how to get there a little bit later in the show here today. But for right now, from 8 to 9 on Monday, we've got Seth Faces the Music, a rebroadcast of the first hour of my show about the world. Check that one out. And then from 9 to 10, it's the Best of Kitchens Open. Melissa has very graciously put together a whole bunch of great segments that we've done over the year of the award-winning Kitchens Open. We're very excited about that. So check that out from 9 to 10. It's all Kitchens Open, Best of segments. Melissa did a great job of producing that and doing some nice introductions for those as well. To give you some context to where we did the shows and that sort of thing. So please tune in from 8 to 10 tomorrow, on Memorial Day, and listen to some great local programming here. So like I said, we do have the Rafters coming up here. And I got to check out, where's our sports schedule? There it is. The Rafters on Monday are scheduled to start 12:50 with the pregame show, 12:50 p.m. You get to hear Andy, our announcer this year, our play-by-play guy, and we haven't had a chance to meet him here. Chuck did, but the rest of us haven't. Hopefully we'll be able to talk to him soon on Playmakers. We're very excited about that. But so the game starts at probably about 1 o'clock or so. That's the Rafters' first opening day for the Rafters against Fond du Lac, like I said. Now, depending on how long the game goes, of course, 3 o'clock is normally when we have Playmakers and Midday Magazine. Well, of course, no Playmakers this week because of the holiday, but we do have a best of for Midday Magazine. In part one, we're going to have James' most recent conversation with Senator Patrick Teston. And then in part two, Family Natural Foods, just recently they were in on Thursday, on the 23rd, and we're going to have rebroadcast of that one. We had some technical issues that happened on that day, so we wanted to make sure that we get a nice, clean broadcast in there. Now, of course, this is all hinges on how long the Raptors game goes, so we'll see if it happens or not, but at least it's in there, and you can plan on it if the Raptors game ends a little bit earlier. All right, let's go ahead and grab our first phone call of the morning. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hey, good morning, Ted.
Morning, Gary.
I got a question. The other day, I stopped over at the old City Times, and the gal said they moved downtown.
Oh.
And she gave me the address, 110 Jackson,
110
right across from the bank.
Oh, okay.
I went down there, and I got the address, 110.
Mm-hmm.
And inside the door, there was a guy sitting there with a dog.
Okay.
And, this is a construction site, information site.
Huh.
I said, where is City Times? He said, I don't know. It could be upstairs.
Oh, okay. Oh, thanks.
He gave me the double number, too.
Huh. Okay.
So I called the number, and she said, this number is no longer in service.
Hmm. Okay, interesting. Well, thanks for the...
Find out where City Times. Yeah, I just wanted to go down there and register for Raptors tickets.
Oh, okay. All right. So, well, that's a mystery. Okay. Well, thanks, Gary, for that information. Appreciate you calling up with that. I'm sorry you had to run around a lot.
That's all right. I got a lot of time.
Okay. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, have a good one.
Yeah, you too. The mystery. Anyone know where the City Times is? What happened to the City Times? Where did they go? It's an interesting 110 Jackson, he said, was the address he was given, but it doesn't look like, or who knows? Who knows? And if anyone is associated with the City Times or knows anything about this, call up. Let us know, 424-2600. Want to know what's going on. So I really appreciate any more information about that that's out there. All right. So that does wrap it up for this weekend about what the programming coming up is. So that'll do it for now. We're going to take our first break here. I want to remind everyone that Over the Back Fence is now sponsored. We have a sponsor, Crockett Septic, our good friends at Crockett Septic. Of course, most longtime listeners know they have been a big partner of ours for many, many years at WFHR. And we're very grateful they decided to go ahead and sponsor this show. We do appreciate all that they do in Crockett Septic. So go ahead. You know what they do, everyone. They've got porta potties. They do septic tank pumping. You've heard their ads. You know what they do. So we'll play one of those ads right now as we go to break here on Over the Back Fence on WFHR.
There are special days in May. Mother's Day is huge, thanks to all the moms. Then Armed Forces Day, we appreciate our servicemen and women. May wraps up with Memorial Day, when we remember and thank those who sacrificed for our country. Thank you from everyone at Crockett Septic. May might be a month where you have a special event and need a porta potty. Or maybe your county septic reminder card came in the mail this month and you need it pumped. Just give Crockett Septic a call and we'll help you out. Call 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their pumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeah.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. Whether it's music or anything else, I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk. They hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Today, sunshine, low 70s and a bit breezy out of the west. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low around 51. Showers on Sunday, could be some heavy rain with highs in the mid-60s. It'll be blustery. For Sunday night, showers in 49. For Memorial Day, partly sunny and a high of 67.
It's 64 at our studios.
Right. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, everyone. Hope you're having a great Saturday out there. Got a little night fever going on here. Maybe a little night fever on this Saturday night. Nice day. Oh, goodness, it's gorgeous out there. Spend some time outside, everyone. Looks like it's the perfect day to do it, and you may be the only chance you get with some of the weather that is coming up. All right, I'm going to get into some of the events happening this weekend and looking ahead to this coming week as well. Got lots of stuff to get into here as we get summer underway. I'm very excited to talk about some of this great stuff here. Don't forget to please call in 424-2600 while I'm going through this information. I will finish reading what's in front of me, and I will get to your call as soon as I can. Now, a little bit earlier this week, we did mention that Friday, yesterday, was supposed to be the opening of some beaches at a couple of the county parks. Well, we got a release from the Wood County Health Department here on Friday. This is because some beaches have been closed due to elevated counts of E. coli. Northwood County Park and Dexterville County Park beaches are closed due to high E. coli counts. Initial beach water samples collected on the 22nd and the 23rd of May prompted the closures. The Wood County Health Department routinely conducts water sampling for bacteria at all county beaches throughout the summer. The recent water samples collected from the beaches exceeded the maximum level considered to be safe. The most recent, well, I don't need to get into that, though. They do want to put out there, though, the presence of E. coli bacteria in water indicates human or animal pollution and the potential presence of bacteria that can cause illness. Wood County Environmental Health staff will collect samples from the beaches and will reopen the beaches when the water quality is considered safe for swimming. Information concerning the reopening of the beaches or water quality testing from Wood County beaches can be obtained by calling the Wood County Health Department at 715-421-8911 or 715-387-8646 or the Wood County Parks and Forestry Department at 715-421-8422. You can get more information from all of those. So that was the North Wood County Park and the Dexterville County Park. Southwood County and NEPCO are still open as of yesterday, everyone. They will remain open through Labor Day weekend. Of course, we will see if there's any issues with those. If there's any announcements that come up, we will, of course, tell you as soon as we can. The beaches are not staffed and are unguarded. Dogs are not allowed in the beach areas. Reminders for everyone there. They hope you will come and enjoy the county parks this summer. Make your camping and shelter reservations. Just go to parkreservations.woodcountywi.gov/parks. You can make your reservations online there. For more information, contact the Parks and Forestry Department of Wood County at 715-421-8422. Email them at parks@woodcountywi.gov or visit their website at woodcountywi.gov/department/parks or find them on Facebook. You can go all those different places to find out more about the parks of Wood County and what great facilities they are. We do appreciate how they do that. In Wood County, we've got lots of great parks. I want to remind everyone from the Office of the Mayor, we've got the third annual Veterans Honor Walk in conjunction with the city and the American Legion Post number 9. They from Memorial Day through Veterans Day. Custom banners celebrating veterans will be hung on light poles along Grand Avenue from 8th Street to City Hall. Booklets with maps and pictures will be placed inside businesses along the route. Once again, this is the third annual, and it's very cool. Decorates downtown on Grand Avenue, and I can't think of a better way to honor people and also learn something about veterans in the area. It's very cool. I do appreciate the city for doing that and for American Legion Post number 9. Speaking of the American Legion, we have some events coming up to celebrate Memorial Day. And once again, we do want to highlight today, we have a very, very cool one-of-a-kind event happening here in Wisconsin Rapids, an all-female Quilts of Valor presentation at 1:30 today at East Junior High in Wisconsin Rapids. Now, this is the only one in the state of Wisconsin that's ever happened. It could be the first time this has happened in the country, which is absolutely amazing. This is very exciting. Please, we ask as many people to come and show up for this. This will be a fabulous, very memorable, reflective event for veterans, all female veterans on this one. Quilts of Valor presentation coming up today, 1:30 p.m. at East Junior High in Wisconsin Rapids. And a big congratulations to all those ladies, and a big thank you for their service. Now, coming up on Monday, we have several Memorial Day ceremonies coming up here. We at 9 a.m. at Riverside Cemetery in Nakusa, that's on Highway 73. At 10 a.m. in the Village of Port Edward Cemetery, that's at Highway 54. At 11 a.m. at Forest Hill Mausoleum in Wisconsin Rapids. And also at 11 a.m. at the Spring Branch Cemetery in the town of Rome and county on a County Highway D. So all the communities will be celebrating Memorial Day and at different times. So you could actually make it to all of them if you so desire. But all of these presentations happening on Monday on Memorial Day, 9 a.m. at Riverside Cemetery, 10 a.m. the Village of Port Edwards, 11 a.m. at Forest Hill in Rapids, and then Spring Branch Cemetery, the town of Rome, also at 11 a.m. A reminder that at the home opener for the Rafters on Tuesday, starting at 6 p.m., there will be a flag presentation by the VFW there for the Rafters baseball game at Witter Field. So more chances to reflect and to honor those who have fallen. We do appreciate the VFW and the Legion Post in town here for all of the great stuff that they do for veterans. Big shout out to them. Big shout out to Tom for getting us this information as well. Appreciate you, Tom, for all that you do for that. A couple more events that we want to highlight here that you can sign up for, including the United We Can Hunger event. This is a food sculpture contest that will happen at Witter Field on Tuesday, June 18th. They're still looking for teams, if you're interested, to sign up for that. Participating teams will compete using hundreds of donated food and basic need items to build sculptures. After the event, the Southwood County Hunger Coalition will distribute the donated items to local food programs, adding to the 72,496 pounds of food the event has leveraged since 2013. Register your team by talking to our very good friend Ben at the United Way. You can either call at 421-0390, 421-0390, or you can email Ben at uwswac.org. You can also go to their website, uwswac.org, and check out more information about this online. Also, coming up, we do want to remind everyone, if you're interested in the Stuff the Desk event that is open for registration right now, everyone. It'll be open till Thursday, August 1st. This is a community initiative led by the United Way to ensure every student has the supplies they need to learn. All families with financial need are eligible to receive free school supplies. To participate, parents and guardians must register. You can go to uwswac.org, that's their website, and click on the Stuff the Desk banner, or you can call 211 Monday through Friday between 8 and 5 p.m. Now, the school supplies will be distributed during the Stuff the Desk event on August 16th and 17th at East Junior High School, located at 311 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. The reason you have to register is you have to pick a time slot in order to pick it up, and they do recommend it's first come, first serve, so go as soon as you can. Make sure you register and get the time you need in order to do this. They will have walk-ins available, but that is only on Saturday, the 17th, between 9:30 and 10, and supplies, of course, are limited because they're just planning for the people that are already signed up. So that's why they encourage people to do that. Lunch by the River is when they're going to be collecting all this stuff like they do every year. That's Lunch by the River on August 1st. And that's where you can donate to the Stuff the Bus event. The United Way will be collecting lunch, all those items at Lunch by the River on Thursday, August 1st. So keep that in mind as well. By the way, Lunch by the River is starting this coming week, which is so exciting. One of my favorite events every single summer here. All right, let's grab a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes, I got a couple of free items and then one thing I'm looking for. I have two of those. I have one 48-inch plastic picnic table. It's going to need to be soap and water, clean it up a little bit. It's usable. It's good. It has an umbrella you can have with it also, and probably the stand for it.
Okay.
And I have two roof panels. They're steel roof panels. They're about 10 feet long by about 38 inches wide. One of them's tan, and the other one's dark brown.
All right.
They can have those, too.
Very good.
And then I want a handyman to fix a sill on one of my garage windows. They either replace the sill or repatch it or whatever they have to do. I just want to get it ready to paint.
All right.
And the number is 715-741-1544. You might have to leave a message because I'll probably be out cutting the grass.
Okay. All right. Sounds very good. 741-1544.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a great weekend. Yeah. And have happy Memorial Day.
Now you too, Seth. You and your family.
No, thank you. Thank you very much. He's got a couple things to give away here. He's got a picnic table to give away, some roofing panels to give away. And if you are a handyman, give him a hand with something. That's what a handyman does. I don't need to explain that to you. It's in the name. 741-1544. 741-1544 is the number to call if you can give him a hand with that, with his handyman problem. Oh, goodness. All right. Let's get back to the rafters here, shall we? The Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, in partnership with the City of Wisconsin Rapids, are pleased to announce the parking arrangements for the 2024 season in light of the ongoing road construction in front of Witter Field. Fans will be able to access your main parking lot via Lincoln Street, ensuring a smooth transition despite the temporary changes. So there's going to be an access route. Fans can reach Lincoln Street from either Chestnut Street or Witter Street. They have a detailed map attached that they gave to us. Now, I can't describe a map over the radio, so I would I would say go ahead to the Rafters website, and I believe that they do have that map up there. You can see exactly what we're talking about here. Due to construction, only one entrance to the parking lot will be open. Inbound and outbound access will be shared lanes, so please be patient while entering and exiting the parking lot. Just keep that in mind, everyone. It is not an ideal situation, of course, but let's be patient about this, and as soon as the road construction gets completed, we'll all be happier for it, right? They are grateful. They also wanted to let they're grateful to the city for their thoughtful planning and support about this, ensuring fans can easily get in and out of Witterfield's parking lot in this period. Your understanding and cooperation are greatly appreciated as they implement these temporary changes. And of course, we've got the opening game coming up on Tuesday on May 28th for 6:35 first pitch against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. Very, very cool. So go ahead and don't let the construction get in the way of going to Witter Field, everybody. The games will be played, and we are super excited for another year of Rafters baseball. All right, let's grab another phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes, Seth, I wanted to mention that this program's a good program, but it's on too late. Most people are already into their garage sales and rummage sale. If you can get it on at 7 or 8 o'clock hour, you'll get a whole lot more calls.
Probably.
Especially during the summer.
Unfortunately, we are limited to what times we have on Saturdays, so because of other programming. But, I thanks for that, though. I appreciate the advice on that. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Have a great day. All right. Moving ahead here, everyone. We do want to quick jump into the programming. We have our good friends at the Lowell Center for their June. We got their June schedule. Very cool. Got some good stuff coming up here. Along with, they offer so many things every day. This is coming up on in June. So we have just a couple of highlights. We've got the senior sing-along at Lowell. That's Tuesday on the 4th, June 4th. We've got kayak beginners. Wow, what is that? 8:30 on June 4th. Just beginning kayak. Really? I might want to check that one out. That looks really cool. Looking ahead here, they've got, they've got all kinds of great games. We've got Rummy Cube coming up on Wednesday. They've got Bridge, Mahjong. They've got Cash Bingo throughout the week as well. 11 o'clock on Fridays, ukulele. Learn how to play ukulele. Who doesn't want to do that? My wife plays ukulele. I think that's maybe she can teach that anyway. Sheep's Head stuff. They've got all kinds of great stuff at the Lowell Center. If you have any questions, please give them a call. 421-1051. 421-1051. They're located at 223rd Street. They're, of course, in the Centralia Center. That is Suite 3 in Wisconsin Rapids. And appreciate all that they do at the Lowell Center for everybody. All right. Oh, gosh. Look at the time. We should take a break right now, everybody. We will take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll start looking ahead to this coming week and some of the events that are happening and maybe get into a little further in June as well as we go along today on Over the Back Fence, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic here on WFHR.
A Brewers win in Beantown. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Boston, where the Brewers beat the Red Sox in front of over 30,000 fans at Fenway Park. The final, Milwaukee 7, the Red Sox 2. Shorthanded, the Brewers started Jared Koenig for the game, but he only lasted until the second. Bryce Wilson came in and settled things down the next 5 1/3 innings, allowing just 2 hits, striking out 7.
You know, obviously there's pressure that comes along with that, but being used to it definitely helps a lot.
Like working in Fenway?
That was awesome, yeah. This is my first time. It was an incredible experience. Yeah, I loved it. Great weather. I mean, mound's awesome. Just the environment, you know, to get to pitch on a Friday night's, you know, really cool as well. And my first time, I was super excited to come in, and definitely better than my expectations.
A highlight of the evening, William Contreras and his huge home run over the infamous Green Monster in left field in the fourth. Again, the Brewers win game one of the 3-game series 7-2. With sports from Fenway Park in Boston, I'm Mike Clemens.
Tired of falling behind with housework? Will this cleaning ever end? Well, guess what? It can. Call Right Way Cleaning Service, where cleanliness meets perfection and has for over 20 years. Daily, weekly, monthly, or seasonal, whatever you need, they're tailored to fit your schedule. And because they believe in taking care of those who've taken care of us, seniors get exclusive discounts. From window washing to power washing, house sitting to errand running, they do it all, and they do it the right way. So call Patty now at 715-459-1475.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's dangerous.
6% of our fellow Americans think that they could beat up a grizzly bear.
What? Oh, come on now.
I wouldn't fight Yogi Bear.
Hey, boo-boo. This guy's starting something. What's up?
Gonna take him out.
Don't come for the king unless you miss. Best not miss. Best not miss if you come for the king.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Today, sunshine, low 70s and a bit breezy out of the west. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low around 51. Showers on Sunday, could be some heavy rain with highs in the mid-60s. It'll be blustery. For Sunday night, showers in 49. For Memorial Day, partly sunny and a high of 67.
It's 64 at our studios.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, everyone. Hope your Saturday is treating you nice out there. The weather certainly is nice. Appreciate this lovely day while we have it. Looks like the next couple of days aren't going to be quite so good. All right, we're going to get into our more events in just a minute here, but let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes. I have for sale a 2011 Chevy Impala. 2011 Chevy Impala. It's in good shape, the body wise. The transmission is probably slipping a little bit, but it's a good parts car. Mm-hmm. $500. And then I also have for sale an 8-foot slide in truck camper. That's an older model, but there's no leaks or stains in the ceiling. It's in pretty good shape. I'm asking $300 for that. It's one where you sleep out over the hood of the truck.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And my number is 715-652-6641. Thank you.
652-6641.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. A couple of items for sale here. We got a Chevy Impala for sale and a slide-in camper for the back of a bed of a truck. Both of those are available for purchase. 652-6641. 652-6641, the number to call if you're interested in either of those. Keep your calls coming, everyone. 424-2600. So this coming week, we do have the final wrap-up of the some high school and middle school concerts. In fact, the high school concerts are going to be wrapping up this week in Wisconsin Rapids. Lincoln High School Pops concert will be happening at the PAC on Wednesday the 29th at 6:30. That is the Orchestra Pops concert. And then on Thursday, May 30th at 7 p.m., the Lincoln High School Choir concert will be taking place also at the PAC. So once again, that's Wednesday, 6:30, the Orchestra Pops concert at the PAC. And then Thursday, May 30th at 7 o'clock, the Lincoln High School Choir concert also at the Performing Arts Center. And that's going to wrap it up for the school year. School year itself is almost wrapped up. That is crazy to contemplate. Coming up this week as well in Platteville, Wisconsin, the Connecting Entrepreneurial Communities Conference, it's Wisconsin's very first, will be happening. This is a statewide conversation about entrepreneurship in rural Wisconsin. Come to Platteville next spring to explore how local entrepreneurship drives the Driftless region's development. Network with fellow community champions from around the state. Gain new technical skills for promoting entrepreneurship in your own town and explore beautiful Southwest Wisconsin. From touring expansive innovation spaces to exploring diverse ag and arts businesses to learning how to create vibrant entrepreneurial ecosystems, you'll want to be in Platteville. This does require a registration, and they do have a website here, bit.ly/4b9uist. I hate reading websites over the air, but there's not much more I can do. I would say just check out Wisconsin Connecting Entrepreneurial Communities Conference. So CEC Conference, go ahead and search that with Wisconsin on there, and I believe you'd probably be able to find it and register for that. Very, very cool. Coming up next weekend, we have a very cool event happening at the Southwood County Rec Center. That is Flyball Frenzy, May 31st through June 2nd. The Rapids Intensifiers, yes, that is their name. This is an ultimate relay race for dogs. Teams from all over the Upper Midwest will be here and participating, watching dogs fly through the air. That sounds awesome. I'm sorry, I love the athleticism of dogs sometimes gets overlooked, and I just think it's so cool. So once again, this is going to be at the Southwood Rec Center, 2711 16th Street South. Free admission, free parking. Awesome raffle. If you have any questions, contact Lori, 715-459-2091, 715-459-2091, or email them, dogcrazy, without the A, so it's dogcrzy1, at WCTC.net to find out more information about this. Very cool. Like I said, this is free admission, everyone. Sounds like a fabulous, fabulous time. All right, let's go ahead. There was a couple other things I wanted to touch on because I forgot that we do have something else going on today. It's a new team. It's a new baseball team that we have in Rapids here. If you have not heard of them, maybe you will be soon. We've got the at the Southwood County Recreation Center, 2711 16th Street South. Today, starting at 1 p.m., we have the Rapids Redhawks, a men's amateur baseball team. They're taking the field against the Merrill Rangers. Admission is free. Concessions are available. The Rapids Redhawks team is based in Wisconsin Rapids and was founded in 2022. The team is a member of the Dairyland League and is part of the Wisconsin Baseball Association. More baseball in town here, everybody. We can't do enough, I'm telling you. Great stuff. Last year, during the summer, James was able to interview the organizers of that team. Hopefully we'll get them back again this year. But their new team, go out and support them. It's free, like I said. There are concessions for purchase. But at the Southwood County Rec Center, great day for baseball today. It's going to be a gorgeous day. It starts at 1 o'clock. So if you're looking for something to do this afternoon and want to do it outside, that is a fabulous idea. Once again, I do want to highlight the Rafters coming back this coming week. This is opening week for them. So there will be games on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, all home games, everyone. So first pitch on each one of those games is 6:35. We've got the Rafters taking on the Dock Spiders on Tuesday. They've taken on the Waterloo Bucks on Wednesday, and then they've got a two-game set. Oh, I'm sorry, the Bucks on Wednesday and Thursday. They'll be taking on the Bucks Wednesday and Thursday. Then on Friday, they'll be taking on the Woodchucks, and I'm like, quick, switch the calendar over here to June so I can see if they are playing on the 1st, and they are not playing on the 1st. So we've got three games four games coming up for the Rafters this week. Four home games. Go out there. Get your tickets. Get ready to go. We're hoping to hopefully get some tickets we can give away out very, very soon here, everybody. So stay tuned for that. So once again, on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, all home games for the Rafters, 6:35 p.m. Go get your tickets. Go in person. If you can't make it, of course, you can listen to WFHR. We will have all the games right here for your listening pleasure. Don't forget to tune in for that. All right, looking ahead a little bit further to the first week in June, there's a few things that I want to highlight as well. We've got some festivals coming up and some more great. This is the great thing about summer. So much coming up, including the Brittany Saylor Bluegrass at the Lake Memorial Music Event coming up on June 6th through the 8th. And now we do have a list here of some of the bands that will be performing at this. So get your pencils down, everybody. We got some great music coming up for the annual Bluegrass Festival. This has been going on for, I believe, 8 years now, if I remember correctly. 2018 is the, or 6 years, 2018 was the first one. So we've got on Thursday, local greats, Southbound will be taking the stage from 6:30 to 9:30. That's Thursday, June 6th. And then Friday, June 7th, starting at 6, we've got the Baker Family. Then at 8, we've got Art Stevenson and Highwater. Then at 10, we've got Noah John and the Ringing Iron, Noah John and Ringing Iron, what a great band name. Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Then Saturday, this is the big day, everybody. Lots of bands taking the stage. 2 o'clock, Piper Road Spring Band. 4 o'clock, the Silas Powell Band. 6 o'clock, Sawdust Symphony. 8 o'clock, Art Stevenson and Highwater will be taking the stage again. And at 10, once again, Noah John and Ringing Iron. So go ahead. This is at the Southwood County Park, Lake Wasecha, Red Sands Beach. 6411 South Park Road in Wisconsin Rapids. Go have some fun. It's a great event to honor Brittany Saylor. And it's turned into a real great summer event here in Wisconsin Rapids over the last several years. We do encourage you to go ahead and do that. Go ahead to attend and listen to some great, great bluegrass music. Let's take our final break, everyone. When we come back, a few more events coming up in early June. We're going to go over and hopefully get a few more phone calls from everybody out there. This is Over the Back Fence, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic on WFHR.
There are special days in May. Mother's Day is huge, thanks to all the moms. Then Armed Forces Day, we appreciate our servicemen and women. May wraps up with Memorial Day, when we remember and thank those who sacrificed for our country. Thank you from everyone at Crockett Septic. May might be a month where you have a special event and need a porta potty. Or maybe your county septic reminder card came in the mail this month and you need it pumped. Just give Crockett Septic a call and we'll help you out. Call 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeehaw!
Hey Wisconsin, it's construction season and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511wi.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511wi.gov. That's 511wi.gov. And remember, know before you go, always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Today, sunshine, low 70s and a bit breezy out of the west. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low around 51. Showers on Sunday, could be some heavy rain with highs in the mid-60s. It'll be blustery. For Sunday night, showers in 49. For Memorial Day, partly sunny and a high of 67.
currently 66 degrees.
Welcome back, everyone, to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. We are here live on Over the Back Fence for your phone calls, 424-2600. Please call in. We've got about 10 minutes left of the show. If you want to sell items to your friends and neighbors or buy, if you're looking for something, we'd love to take your call, 424-2600 for that. A few more bits of events that I want to talk about as we go through the rest of these, the rest of the show today. I want a quick reminder too, or not a reminder, a programming note for next Saturday. You get James Mailoff. Lucky you. I will be out of town, so James will be taking over the back fence next Saturday. So stay tuned for that. So any complaints, wait for him. No, I kid him. We've got coming up on June 6th, 7th, and 8th. We've got the 36th Annual Tri-County Threshermen's Association show. This is going to be in Plainfield at 316 South Woodward Avenue, Highway 73, 1 mile east of 5139, featuring farm trucks and farm equipment. All exhibitors and vendors are welcome. They've got antique tractors and equipment there. They've got a large flea market, sawmill, gas engines, garden tractors, steam engine plants, flowers, steamed sweet corn. Oh, yeah. Food and beer available on the grounds. Oh, this is fabulous events coming up here. On Thursday, they have the grounds open at 8 a.m. Like I said, a flea market, and they've got a food, and they've got garden tractor games in the evening. Very cool. On Friday the 7th, they've got a fish fry that starts at 11 a.m. They've got live music and a spark show at dusk. Very cool. And then on Saturday, gates open at 8 once again. They got a pedal pull at 11. They've got a parade at 1. They've got antique stock tractor weigh-in at 12. A pull at 2, tractor, a truck pull following the tractor pull, and live music following the truck pull. If you want more information, call Chris, 920-765-2193, 920-765-2193. For lodging information, go to washuratourism.com, washuratourism.com. For any of that information about if you want to stay there. Admission is only $5 per day. Children 12 and under are free. That is the 36th annual Tri-County Threshermen's Association show happening in Plainfield at 316 South Woodward Avenue. And that, once again, is in Plainfield. Coming up, everyone, it is almost water ski. Boy, I'm losing my words here. It's almost water ski time. That's the other great thing about summer is we've got water ski shows coming up. In fact, the first one for the aqua skiers is June 13th at Lake Wasiche, I believe. Lake Wasiche at Red Sands Beach. They'll start at 6:30 p.m. All shows are free and open to the public. The first one, once again, June 13th, 6:30, Red Sands Beach. And they've got several other ones coming up. We'll get to those as we get closer to that. Big event coming up here, one of my favorite events that the United Way does every single year after school lets out, the Great Book Giveaway. This is a free event where volunteers read to kids. There's free books. Child center care centers are welcome. Bring all the kids, man. Bring them all. They'll get books. They'll get stories read to them throughout the first couple of weeks of June. So here is the schedule for that. On Monday, June 10th, Building Blocks Learning Center in Rapids. That's at 10:30. On Tuesday, June 11th, Think Academy Playground in Rudolph, 10:30 a.m. for that one. Also on Tuesday, on June 11th, Wisconsin Rapids Zoo at 1:30 p.m. Then moving to Wednesday the 12th at the Ed Hauer Elementary School in Port Edwards at 10:30. Then that evening, on Wednesday, June 12th, at McMillan Memorial Library at 6 p.m. On Thursday, June 13th, at the Southwood County YMC in Rapids at 10:30. Then on Thursday afternoon, the Charles and Joanne Lester Library in Nakusa at 1:30 p.m. On Friday, June 14th, at the Adams County Library in Adams at 10:30. Also on Friday, the Leicester Public Library of Rome at 1:30 p.m. And then finally on Tuesday, this is the next week after that, Tuesday, June 18th, at the Leicester Public Library of Vesper at 12:30 p.m. We do, of course, encourage you to bring all the kids to these. This is a fabulous event. Get free books. You get stories read to by local people. Maybe someone from WFHR will be there to read. I don't know. Have to wait and see. Have to go there and find out, everyone. But this is a great event, and we do support it wholeheartedly. It's so awesome. Books and kids, oh, man, they go together so well. We got some information about the Spencer Old Car Show that's coming up here on Sunday the 9th at Alliance Park in Spencer. This is this show will be held in benefit of the Spencer Kids Group of Spencer. This is the 150th anniversary of Spencer. Sesquicentennial, they're celebrating in Spencer this year. If you want to bring your vehicle, registration is from 8 to 11. $15 per car, show vehicle, trophies given for the top three vehicles, plus special prizes for the 50th, 100th, and 150th vehicle to display. So you got a chance there, too. The car show itself will be starting at 9 a.m. and go till 3 p.m. There'll be raffles for over $2,000 in cash and prizes. Keep in mind, if you're coming from the north of Spencer, Highway 13 is closed due to construction. This is the Spencerama Days Old Car and Truck Show, Sunday, June 9th. At Spencer Lions Park in Spencer. They do hope to see you there. And I think we'll touch on this to wrap up the events, everybody. We got some really cool stuff coming to our fabulous Wisconsin Rapids Municipal Zoo, which is opening soon, everyone. It's at 1911 Gaynor Avenue. It's free. Always free, everyone. But we got some really cool special programming from Helen's Zoo House. These are free, family-friendly events and open to the public on Tuesday, June 18th at 1:30 and again at 3:30, the Raptor Education Group, Winged Wonders. Have you ever met an owl face-to-face? How about a hawk? A falcon? Meet some of Wisconsin's common but rarely encountered birds. Discover what a raptor is, hear their stories, and learn what they can do to ensure what you can do to ensure they remain a significant part of the ecosystem. I don't know about you, but birds of